At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard outdoor protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Well, it's time to look around the sports world and see what's happening. So much going on right now. Football is back. We have had college games now under our belt, Diesel. We have NFL officially underway and more tonight, believe it or not, on YouTube. That's where you can watch
that. Are you going to be watching the NFL game or college football tonight? What takes precedent?
I'll be at a high school game tonight.
I know, yeah.
I will be at Dorman Greenwood, and by the way, I'll do my picks at 4:25 on the show today for week two. If I were at home, I'd probably so YouTube's on one, college is on YouTube TV. Who is it?
JMU Louisville.
I'd probably watch a little bit of both, go back and forth. Maybe two TVs a night. Not a bad idea, right?
Very political answer.
It is. Or go to a sports bar and watch both at the same time. That might not be a bad idea.
Open a laptop, set up your phone. There's a lot of
ways. How do sports bars show tonight's game if it's on YouTube? They have to have a smart TV?
I guess.
What if they don't? That's
interesting. Owner's going to have to cast from his phone to the TV.
No kidding. It's the Daily Wires.
Bzz.
It's the buzz. While the Cowboys covered the 8.5-point spread on Thursday, the Eagles got the last laugh. Cowboys went down the season opener 24-20. Jalen Carter ejected before the game even started. Spat on Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott was spitting in the direction of Carter first, but Carter went full spit to the chest. Little hawk tour there on Dak. He did admit after the game that it was a mistake. He said, it was a mistake that happened on my side. It won't happen again. I feel bad for my teammates and the fans out there. I'm doing it for them, not being able to start the game, even finish. It effed me up, and we're going to get better from that. It won't happen again. I can make that promise. So we'll see if it happens.
They're going to start putting one of those guards in front of his face.
Why does he have the visor on the bottom of his mask? That's weird. I don't understand that. It's not for the sun. It's for the spit. The Chiefs, Chargers go to war tonight. 8 o'clock, Diesel. Should be a really good game in the NFL. Kansas City, by the way, is favored by 3.5 points. The game, as we mentioned, will be streamed live on YouTube. I don't know if Kansas City will cover the – I kind of like the Chargers in the 3.5 tonight, but it should be a good game. Atlanta Braves will host the Seattle Mariners tonight, 7:15 p.m. Chris Sell gets on the bump for the Bravos tonight.
Well, they won the last game, so that means they'll lose this one.
Yeah, it's kind of flip-flop right now. This one's not good, Diesel. This next Daily Wire. Indiana Fever star Caitlin Clark has been ruled out for the remainder of the 2025 WNBA season due to injury.
Well, there goes 90% of the league's viewership.
Oh, it's gone. It's done.
No one's going to show up. No one's going to come to the games.
Isn't that
Watch.
Bad, man?
You're going to see it happen.
That's so bad. By the way, Clark had been limited to 13 games this season and hadn't appeared since July 15th when she suffered a right groin injury in the final minute of the Fever's win over the Sun.
It's Paige Becker's chance to make a name for herself.
It really is. Let's see here. The ninth inning of the New York Yankees 8-4 win over the Houston Astros on Thursday was delayed after umpires confiscated a bat used by Astros outfielder Taylor Trammell.
Was one of those ones that's hollowed out? You can put beer in it?
Yeah. It was actually from the concession stand. After Trammell doubled, Yankees manager Aaron Boone asked officials to check his bat. Both managers talked. Umpire Adrian Johnson, and then he talked to the relay office in New York. Johnson eventually handed the bat to an official sitting near home plate and play resumed. So that's where we are now with Aaron Boone, checking everything. After making it through training camp in the preseason with no apparent health issues and not even appearing on Wednesday's injury report, out of the blue, running back Christian McCaffrey was added to the list on Thursday night. Where'd that come from?
Oh, I saw so many memes just last week saying, I don't care what the reports say, don't take Christian McCaffrey in your fantasy league.
I'm telling you, man, that's weird. It's calf injury. That's unexpected. There's been no signs of a calf injury, so we'll see there.
By the way, Taylor Trammell's bat was ruled technically illegal by Major League Baseball, but the league determined it provided no extra competitive advantage. If it gives no extra competitive advantage, how is it illegal?
That's a good question.
It make sense, Major League Baseball.
That's a good question. We talked about this in the last segment. If you just tuned into the show, North Carolina first-year head coach Bill Belichick have banned the New England Patriots staff from accessing the Tar Heels program, sources told ESPN. When reached by ESPN, the GM, Michael Lombardi, said, good luck, and then hung up the phone. UNC Diesel also declined to comment. Wow.
So petty.
That's where we are.
So petty.
Boxing legends Mike Tyson. He's, what, 117
59, 58, I think.
Gotcha. And Floyd Mayweather Jr. have agreed to compete in an exhibition match next spring. The event will be put on the CSI Sports, Fight Sports, whatever that is. But details regarding a location, date, and where the fight will be broadcast have yet to be determined. Is that going to be any good?
No.
No, it'd be terrible.
No, don't buy into this hype. How many times do we have to see these terrible exhibition fights and say, that was stupid, don't watch it? But people buy it every time.
Rumor has it, Diesel, this is going to be so bad of a fight that it'll be the open, you know, like a band when they open. This will be the open for the fight at the White House on the 4th of July. They're going to roll this one out at like 3 p.m. in the afternoon.
Does the loser, is the loser whichever one kicks up the largest cloud of dust after they get hit?
It might be. Last one for you. Josh Allen has accomplished plenty of firsts in his career. He'll corral another one in November as the University of Wyoming announced that they are going to retire Allen's number 17. The Buffalo Bills quarterback will be the first Cowboy to have their jersey retired. A ceremony to retire Allen's jersey will take place November 22nd during halftime of Wyoming's game against Nevada. He'll be in attendance for the game. The Bills are off that week, having played the Texans on Thursday Night Football. So no more number 17 in Wyoming, and those are your Daily Wires.
Well-deserved, Josh Allen. When we come back, let's talk about, a little bit of everything when it comes to the sports world, because you never know where he's going to go. Smitty of Sports Talk Media Network going to join us next, right here on the Fan Upstate.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different.
It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.